Here's another feature from NPR's Life in Berlin files. Room 77 in Kreuzberg is a laid-back restaurant and bar that serves hearty burgers, burritos, and enchiladas. Owner Jörg Platzer has visited the American Southwest and tasted their cuisine. But for the authenticity of the menu, he relied on an American.
The Texan influence comes from my founding partner, who is was basically a Texan farmer boy from Paris, Texas, whose grandparents and grandparents have actually cooked for real cowboys on real wagon trains, bringing cattle from A to B.
Room 77 has an air of nostalgia, with American oldies playing over the sound system and Platz's support of the traditional concept of suspenso. He explains.
You're having a good day, you have money, you go somewhere, spend your money, and because you're having a good day and you think someone else might not, you pay an extra espresso, you just leave it there, and if somebody comes along who had a bad day or who doesn't have money right now, the place can still offer that person a coffee or a shot of tequila.
Platz's restaurant, mainly furnished with well-used sofas, vintage chairs and tables, also shows some signs of the computer age. We accept Bitcoin, reads a paper note at the bar.
Well, yeah, we do call it currency. It's a digital currency. It's the first digital and global currency, and it's the first decentralized currency, meaning that you do not need any banks, bank accounts, MasterCards, or anything to use it.
Jörg Platzer says that Room 77 is the only restaurant in Germany that accepts a virtual currency. Bitcoin is also the name of the open source software developed in order to use the currency. It was created in 2009 by Satoshi Nakamoto.
I would think that it's actually been a group of people behind the pseudonym because the idea is very powerful and mighty. And the software is also very brilliant, so it's very unlikely that just one person threw it all together.
When someone pays by Bitcoin via a computer or smartphone, the Bitcoin is sent encrypted to ensure it can't be hacked. There are no transaction fees, and you can exchange a Bitcoin for real currency.
Well, a Bitcoin, the exchange rate right now is around 4 euro or 5 US dollar for one Bitcoin, so a cheeseburger would be 2 Bitcoin here.
Most customers still pay cash, and while some critics call the digital currency a scam, the 45-year-old restaurant owner, with a fondness for the Wild West, both old and new, believes.
Bitcoin is a technology that is at its very beginning. In the Bitcoin community, we actually estimate it to take this decade to actually find its place everywhere in society.
For NPR Berlin, I'm Monika Müller-Kroll.